Welcome to RainToday.com's podcasting series, Marketing and Selling Professional Services.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Rain Today's Marketing and Selling Professional Services podcast. I'm Michelle Davidson, editor of Rain Today. And today I welcome back to the program Andrea Howe. Andrea is the co-author, which she wrote with Charlie Green, of the Trusted Advisor Field Book, a comprehensive toolkit for leading with trust. Andrea is also the creator of the Get Real Project and the lead consultant for Trusted Advisor Associates. Andrea is presenting a webinar with us next week titled Unconventional Sales, Four Ways to Stand Out in a Crowd. So I invite her in to give us a preview of what she'll be talking about. Welcome back, Andrea. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Michelle. It's always great to talk to you.
Before we start talking about the webinar, I wanted to just quickly ask you about the Get Real Project, because I don't know too much about it, and I thought maybe you can enlighten me and our listeners as well.
Oh, great. Thank you. Well, it's new. It's something that was launched, at least in beta form, in 2013, the culmination of nearly a decade now spent on looking at what does it really take to have extraordinary business relationships. At its loftiest, it's a movement to defy the conventional wisdom that has really defined how we work and work with others for far too long. We believe in getting unconventional. That was some of the inspiration for the title of next week's webinar. At its most tactical, it is a new platform for the services that we offer as it relates to being a trusted advisor, trust-based selling, and really developing some real mastery in those topics.
All right, great. I'll have to go and explore that a little bit more.
Yeah, thanks. I said beta, right? You heard me say beta.
Yeah.
The website is beta, too. This recovering perfectionist just wants to make sure everybody knows that.
Okay.
We're working on it.
All right. Okay, so let's talk about trust. Now, one thing I was thinking about is, you know, everybody knows it's important for buyers to trust you. But what I've read and I've heard different things is some people say it takes a long time to develop trust, while others say it can happen quickly. So I wanted to ask you, what do you say as it applies to B2B professional services?
Well, I actually say yes to both. It can take a while and it can happen quickly. Most people in professional services, we're all too familiar with long sales cycles. That tends to be a function of the complexity of the work that translates into the complexity of the sale. So, you know, there is a certain dance that we buyers and sellers, we do together over a period of time, full of opportunities to demonstrate trustworthiness, to stand out in the crowd. And in some ways, long sales cycles really are a gift in that way. At the same time, both Charlie Green and I, my co-author of the Trust Advisor Field Book, we suggest that the fact that trust building takes time, that it has to take time, actually isn't a fact. It is a myth, that it is very possible to establish high degrees of trust very quickly. And in particular in sales situations, I think that the opportunities to stand out can present themselves very early on. And more often than not, the biggest barrier to building trust quickly is our mindset about it. If we think it will take time, then it will. We will miss all kinds of opportunities because we won't even see them to build trust relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking back to experiences I've had talking to somebody and maybe being hesitant about talking to them, but then something happens, something clicks, something they say, just their behavior, and my guard lets down, and it becomes a better relationship, I guess.
Exactly. And you said a key word, you know, my guard lets down. And that's possible in a moment. We as sellers or people in professional services, as deliverers as well, we have so much at our disposal to help other people let their guard down. And it usually starts with us doing something to let our guard down.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're willing to go first, if we're willing to take those risks, then we can, that moment you described where something just changes in an instant. I think those moments are available to us all the time. We just don't capitalize on them.
Mm-hmm. Now, trust and fees and pricing, I was thinking about this. Is how important is trust in that situation? If a buyer trusts you, are they less likely to make purchasing decisions based on price?
Yeah, good questions. I don't think we can state enough how important it is when it comes to fees and pricing. This topic is one of the greatest sources of anxiety for both buyers and sellers. Money, it's fraught with a lot of different things, with assumptions and connotations and fears and worries and agenda and all kinds of things. I also think this topic is a great example of where being willing to be unconventional is key. But to cycle back to your question about are buyers less likely to make a purchasing decision based on price if they trust you, what I think is that while, you know, the presence of trust isn't always going to guarantee and magically increase budgets, I do believe that it absolutely can increase budgets. I've experienced that directly, and I'm sure many Rain Today listeners have as well. And I would suggest that the absence of trust nearly always guarantees that budget becomes pretty well set in stone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think most buyers are much more likely to be flexible, to be creative, to be transparent about money matters when trust is present. And I think that's true for sellers as well. It's a two-way street in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you and Charlie have an equation for determining one's trust quotient, as you call it, or measuring one's personal trustworthiness. So I'm wondering if you could tell us about that equation. What factors does it include?
I can. So we have an equation called the trust equation. Now, just to be clear, when I say we, the trust equation is a formula that was carried forward into the Trusted Advisor field book based on the work that Charlie originally did in the book The Trusted Advisor, which he co-authored with David Maister and Rob Galford. So I cannot take original credit for creating the trust equation. I just take credit for keeping it alive in, you know, in our business conversations today. What the trust equation suggests is that our trustworthiness is a function of four variables, and those variables are credibility, reliability, intimacy, a deliberately provocative word to use in a business setting, and self-orientation. And the aim is to score as high as you possibly can on the first three, credibility, reliability, and intimacy, and as low as you possibly can on self-orientation. And true for sales, as well as a variety of contexts, all four variables matter. That said, there are two in particular that deserve extra attention, and they happen to be the ones that most people in business, most salespeople, and by the way, professional services is no exception, tend to focus on the least. And those two are intimacy and self-orientation. And on the webinar next week, we'll delve into all four, and I'll be sharing unconventional strategies for radically improving your score on each one.
So how important is it to assess your trustworthiness? Are people generally on target with what they think their level of trust is, or are they way off from what their assessment is?
Yeah, another good question or good questions. In terms of how important it is to assess it, I think it's critical because in many ways being trustworthy starts with self-awareness. And I don't mean self-awareness in the I'm a narcissistic navel gazer sense, but self-awareness in the I'm committed to knowing myself really well, being as masterful as I can in my business relationships because I know that's how I can best be of service sense. I think those are, you know, very different motivations, very different things. In terms of whether or not people are on target, what I've found is reactions to the self-assessment vary. Some of my clients will say, yep, knew it. That's me. There it is, right there on paper when they do the trust quotient assessment. Others are surprised at what they discover, or they get some little kernel of insight, something they didn't see before, or maybe it forces them to call attention to something that they kind of sensed maybe was an issue in the background but weren't really giving adequate attention to. So whatever the reaction, the process of taking a little time out for reflection is a really important one because we don't do enough of that in business these days. And I think that the quality of our relationships depends very directly on the attention that we give them. And that starts with the attention that we give ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So even with the people who say, yep, that's me, they still find this beneficial?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a consciousness raising.
Mm-hmm.
And I think keeping high levels of consciousness is really important, even when that's consciousness about the areas where we are masterful, where we're naturally strong. Knowing that, bringing that to bear, knowing exactly why and how we're strong in the areas we're strong is important to be able to teach and coach and mentor other people. There are a lot of good reasons to be very clear about what you bring and what you don't, what you need to work on, what you need to amplify.
Mm-hmm. You just said the word teach, and I was wondering, can you teach trust?
You can. Yes, you can. That's good news for people like me who sell a lot of workshops for a living. But I think that's great news for all of us, because I don't believe that being trustworthy is a function of your personality. I don't think it's something that you're born with or not. Mm-hmm. Being trustworthy is a function of two simple things. I boil it down to awareness and practice. That's it. It's about awareness and practice. And some of us will have different aspects that we need to focus on. We'll be naturally stronger in some areas than others, but it doesn't really matter. All four variables of the trust equation matter.
Mm-hmm.
And if we bring awareness to where we are and practice in terms of filling in the gaps and keeping our strengths in good condition, that's it in a nutshell. And knowing your trust quotient, knowing how you score on the trust equation, that's a really important starting point. In fact, I don't know where else you go if you don't start from there.
All right, great. I just want to point out here, if people haven't visited the webinar page, that three people, I think, who attend will be selected at random to do the assessment, the full assessment. Is that right?
Yeah, there are two versions of the trust quotient assessment. One is a free version that anyone can access anytime without paying any money, obviously. That's why we call it free.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you a short report. It'll give you your trust quotient score, and it will tell you the variable that you scored the highest in, the one you scored the lowest, and it gives you some suggestions related to those. The expanded version of the report goes much further, also identifies your trust temperament, which is what you tend to naturally lead with and what the implications of that are, and gives you, it sort of reports back to you your detailed answers so you can see exactly how you scored on each of the four variables. It gives you, you know, 20-some pages instead of a couple of pages.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll pick three people at random to share that with after the webinar.
All right, great. Well, thanks, Andrea. Thanks for joining us today. And before we leave, is there anything else about the webinar you want to share? Anything else you want to point out?
Just to say that in addition to exploring the trust equation, which we started talking about a little bit today, which I also, by the way, call the Swiss Army knife of sales, we will talk about four ways to dramatically differentiate yourself. We're also going to talk about what I suggest is the most important factor of selling that has the potential to alter every sales conversation you have. And the third thing I want to point out is something I know is especially important in professional services, since most of us didn't grow up saying, I want to be in sales, I want to be in sales, I want to be in sales.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about how to sell more without feeling smarmy about it.
Great.
And in addition to the TQ, the expanded TQ for the three random folks, there are also some special offers that will be available to everyone that I think are worth checking out.
Yeah, you've got a lot of goodies available, and people can learn more about those on the event page. So if people want to learn more about that and find out what else is being available, Andrea's webinar is on November 19th, and you can find out more information on Rain Today's events page. So thanks, Andrea. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Michelle.
And thank you to everyone for listening to today's Marketing and Selling Professional Services podcast.